And the reality is that we're not doing it. So, you know, the measure here is really sounding the alarm bell. I find myself getting more and more militant because I do not understand how adults who are in position of responsibility can be avoiding responsibility for taking away those things that are killing people on a daily basis. And the reality is that the climate crisis and the health crisis are one and the same.
The Minefield MF23 podcast.
All right. That was great. That was my favorite part of the episode last week. And it sounds like it was yours too. That's right. Every week we talk about our favorite moment from the episode before. As voted on by the fans, we sort of also pull information from YouTube comments and Reddit comments and things from the Reddit community to put that story together, to put that feature together. And then we'll play a little clip of everyone's favorite part of last week's episode. Welcome to The Minefield. It's episode 83. You knew that already, though, because you clicked on the title and it said episode 83. We're going to New York this week and we're taking a toddler. Now, every time I've been to New York, I've struggled. I've suffered. Not suffered. That's the wrong word. But I've struggled. And it sometimes it's worked out. Sometimes it hasn't. Sometimes it's been real sad. I've had some bad times in New York. I've had some times where I went to visit a girl who I thought wanted me to visit her, and she didn't want me to visit her, actually. And that was a long time ago. And then I've had times where I went to New York and got really car sick because I get motion sick very easily. I did a podcast episode about that. It was highly unpopular. It featured me throwing up all over a school bus full of revelers, birthday party goers, and a three-piece 90s grunge band. But anyway, New York is tough for me. Subways are tough for me. You know, there's some social anxiety. I have some generalized anxiety. And I'm from Northeast Georgia, so New York is really different. Haven't spent a ton of time there, but I've been there. And I will say that every time I've come back, right when I get home, it's always pretty close that I made it home. Like, I'm always kind of saying to myself, wow, that was close. I'm home now, but that was close. That could have been bad. That could have ended poorly. And what I mean by that is just, I could have lost my mind and just wandered around New York. I just wandered around Central Park for the rest of my life, and people would just say, I got lost. And they're like, we think he's still alive. People have seen him every once in a while. And we saw his mugshot. And I'm just, but I can't speak. I'm just sort of wandering around. And it's like, he went to New York. He couldn't figure out which train to get on. And now he's like this. I could throw myself onto, I mean, there have been times where I've almost thrown myself onto the railroad tracks, onto the subway tracks. I could be pushed onto the subway tracks, could be murdered in a bunch of different ways. Trafficked. I mean, there's so many ways that the trip could have gone wrong. And every time I make it back without one of those major things going wrong, I feel like it's a celebration. Because I could easily be a person on a plane who was being carried off with everyone filming me. And I'm going like, yeah, film it. I don't care. I could easily have been arrested at an airport, on a plane, getting off a plane, thrown off a plane, diverting a plane. All kinds of bad behavior. I could easily have been thrown onto railroad. I could have easily been thrown onto subway tracks. I could have easily been lost in Central Park. There's so many ways it could happen. And every time I get back, it's just amazing that I have. And now I'm doing it, but we're taking a little toddler with us. So it should be fine. and I'm not worried about it at all, and I'm not stressing about it. And that's the important thing, is that if you've got something stressful coming up, don't stress about it ahead of time, because then you're just hurting yourself even more. Just stress while it's happening. Really just soak it up while it's happening. Be really mindful and just eat it up. And you'll love it. And love it. Not just eat it up, but you'll love it. In the moment. Eat up the stress. But don't worry about it ahead of time. Pretend like it's not going to happen. But yeah, so we're going to New York this weekend. And I'm going to be on my best behavior for my wife, who's very excited about going. All right. I will let you know how that goes. I want to go UFO hunting in New York. I know very little about the scene. I know there's a big scene in North Bergen. Joey Diaz is a UFO hunter on YouTube. He talks a lot about North Bergen. A lot of UFO sightings in New Jersey, actually. A lot of them. I mean, and I'm not kidding. There's a rich UFO history. There's a hunting scene there. There's a hunting society, a UFO hunting society there. And you don't get a lot of Sasquatch sightings for me to debunk or pre-bunk, which is when I debunk something before I even see the evidence. But they don't get a lot of sightings in New York. So what I'll be doing is, I think, searching the skies for UFO sightings. You know, plenty of reportings from New York State, Newcomb, Yonkers, Greenwich, White Plains, Linden, Albany, New Hartford, Victor, North Belmore, Plainview, Indian Lake, Levittown, Short Flash, Falling Stars, and Bright Lights, Saucers, and Clusters of Lights, High Speed, Silent Orbs, Objects in the Sky, Discs Floating. But in the city, it's a little different. Yeah, in the city, it's a different UFO scene. I mean, you've got some reports on the newfork.org data bank, which is a UFO reporting center. Brooklyn, New York, September 3rd, this year, 2023, a line of 10 or more stars that moved in a line and suddenly vanished one by one above our heads. Well, it's vague and it's a flare. So it's been debunked. Manhattan, August this year. Flying white orb with blue trail, very bright. Starlink, satellite, flare. Debunked. So it's real vague when you're in the city. Brooklyn, New York, sighting. August 10th, 2023. Description, I saw what looked like a bright red star in the sky. End quote. It was. That's exactly what it was. It was a bright red star in the sky. So what I'm saying is, when you're in the city, the UFO sightings are vague. They're not strong. They're not close encounters. We're talking about vague, easily debunked sightings. Now, when you get out in New York State, you get a lot more. So there's nothing, you know, really substantial for me to go on in terms of a history of. Or is there? I mean, you know, a decade ago, there were some viral videos of an object hovering over Chelsea, and it ended up being a cluster of balloons. You know, people all took videos and posted. Same thing happened on the East River a few years later, a hot air balloon with like scrolling lights and moving spotlights had people stopped on the side of the road filming it. And it was a hot air balloon. It was a huge hot air balloon. And there was a triangle-shaped UFO sighting in Brooklyn in 2012. It made the ABC national news, like the 6 o'clock ABC news. course, years ago, John Lennon, Beatles boy, John Lennon had a very famous New York UFO sighting. He even included it in a song. He said there's UFOs above New York. And it was the summer in 1974. John Lennon was on a bender and was kind of holed up in this New York City apartment by the East River. They would call it like the lost weekend period of his life, but it was like 2 years long. And he walks out onto the balcony of his apartment, nude, smoking a cigarette, looking at the sky, and this saucer slowly passes over the buildings there and then sort of banked and turned sideways and just went down the river toward Brooklyn. Finished his album Walls and Bridges, and so he put a note on the inner liner note of the album that said, on August 23rd, 1974 at 9 o'clock, I saw a UFO. And then later, a song came out that he recorded called Nobody Told Me, and it was released after he passed away. It was released like 3 or 4 years after he passed away. And the lyric is, there's UFOs over New York, and I ain't too surprised. So you've got hot spots away from the city, like North Bergen and the Hudson River. You've got a couple of sightings in the city, but the majority of New Yorkers who live in the city who have UFO stories have them elsewhere. And the New York Times did a story about this a couple of years ago, and it talked about how during the pandemic, UFO sightings doubled. Because all these people, all these city, you know, these city dwellers left to try to get away from the from COVID. Remember when they all escaped and they all went to like their beach houses and stuff and their vacation homes and out to the Hamptons, and they got out there and they had to actually spend some time there. Like it wasn't just, you know, for a couple weeks or for a couple weekends here and there with a party or whatever. They had to like hang out there during COVID, and there's no, you know, street lights, and they could suddenly see the sky. And so they started reporting UFOs. What I'm saying is, we're leaving for New York tomorrow with a toddler. We have a toddler on our UFO hunting team. If you, I hadn't mentioned that. He's two. He'll be three soon. But the team and I will let you know what we saw when we get back. We'll talk to the people. Do they see UFOs? Are there sightings? What can we zero in on? Is there a trend? We're going to check out the hotspots. We're checking out the Hudson River. We're checking out the Hudson River Valley. We're checking out North Bergen. We're going to tell you what we find. And now I'm going to wrap it up. We're going to keep it short today because it's kind of just a diary entry to tell you guys what we're up to. Headed up to New York to see what we can find. But I have something I need to read, something I need to say. You know what? I'm going to throw away the notes. I just want to say, listen, lots been said on social media. Lots been said on Twitter. Lots been said. Start that over. That's over. Lots been said on social media about the loss the Georgia Bulldogs took to Alabama in the SEC title game, and a lot's been said about me and about my reaction to it and my feelings about it, and a lot of people call my loyalty into question. And I just want to say that I bleed red and black, okay? I just finished up three of the most joyous football seasons I've ever experienced as a fan. And there's been a lot of talk online about me transferring, about me leaving the Bulldogs after our 29-game winning streak was finally broken. People on ESPN, reporters, said I'd take the money, that I couldn't handle the loss, I couldn't handle the scrutiny as a fan once my team lost. And I just want to say that unequivocally, so you guys don't have to ask me about this anymore, that I'm not going anywhere. I'm a Georgia Bulldog for life, and that's not ever, ever going to change, okay? So, see y'all soon.
Talking about Bigfoot, UFO, paranormal, all the people on the street.